Recently speaking to Randy Barton on the local View, Sheriff Edmonds said a good percentage of his officers have body cams.
They're quite expensive. We were able to pick up those through drug seizure money. That's what we spent quite a bit of that on. And we were able to, all of our vehicles, that are any of our patrol vehicles, are equipped with video cameras. So anybody that's responding to 911 calls has vehicle cameras. And then we do have a fair number of the deputies with body cams. I think it's a good thing. You know, we should be able to justify our actions at any given moment. What we have found through academic studies is that anytime there is videotape evidence available, 98% of the time officers are exonerated, because 98% of the time they're doing exactly what they should be doing. It's good evidence in court, and it certainly, from a liability perspective, serves the county well, because it protects our interests. It actually can, I mean, there's really no disputing videotaped evidence, is there?
You said the technology allows officers to turn on the cams if they feel an incident will be a problem.
The good news is if they do have to manually activate them, but when they go ahead and click them on, it'll capture the previous 30 seconds up to that. And in fact, depending on what the manufacturer's specifications are, it can even capture more than that. So yeah, it's, they turn them on when they're having a contact with an individual that they feel like is not going favorably.
Right now, he said, an officer has quite a bit of discretion about when to turn on the cam.
But I see the day, probably in the not-too-distant future, where they're just being recorded all the time. There are some considerations to think about. You know, when deputies are in someone's home and they've been called there, there might be people who don't want the inside of their home filmed. There's a variety of things to consider here. So, you know, it's not as easy as it might seem. But right now we give them a lot of discretion to decide whether or not they're going to record an event or not.
On another issue, the sheriff said Utah sometimes sees the impact of being next door to Colorado, which now allows marijuana for recreational use. He said on occasion they encounter motorists from that state who are confused or forgetful.
Not a tremendous amount, but there certainly is some of that. People do forget. They cross state boundaries, and there's different laws in different states. And I think, you know, even when they buy it legally in Colorado, there's a lot of placards that say, don't transport this across state lines, because what you're doing is now you've committed a federal offense and potentially violating the laws of a given state.
You said Colorado police are coming to realize there are several problems they have to deal with in allowing pot use.
I was at a discussion just a few weeks ago back in Washington, where there was some Colorado law enforcement, and they were discussing this very matter. And there's a lot of ancillary issues that are coming up, that are springing up, and things that they just did not intend, things that they hadn't considered. You know, a lot of criminal syndicates are deciding, well, if the state's selling it for $250 an ounce, we'll sell it for $200. Mm-hmm. You know, and all of the ancillary issues that go along with the criminal syndicates when they come to town, the violent crime and everything else.
Summit County Sheriff Dave Edmonds. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.